Did I do it right? Yes, I did.
Is Jessica supposed to be here?
Yeah,
All of
I just text her. Thank
Okay,
you,
cool.
Leslie. Yeah, all the public affairs officers are supposed to be present. So approval of the minutes is first for May 7th.
I motion.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Morning. Sorry, I had a bio break.
Good morning, Tony. Tony's here.
I'll second.
Thank you, Robert. All those in, well, let's do it the way you said, does it? All those opposed? Any abstentions? So it passes unanimously?
Yeah, but he doesn't do it with a smile like you.
Oh, thank you. He also doesn't do it with a question at the end. So the minutes will approve, will post unanimous approval. Thank you. I'm moving on to the listserv conversation. This has been, I hopefully will, it will be helpful and meaningful as it moves to your campuses. At the end of the meeting, Renee's going to be sending you emails of the draft list, or I will potentially, she and I will coordinate it. But you all will get a packet of your college's draft listserv guidelines for both either a moderated or an unmoderated list for a designated list of lists that have been created. They are identical across each college. If there is a determination at the college that there's a set of lists you don't want, we do not have to activate them. So in addition to identifying that the lists, Renee, if you could pull up the lists and/or one of the drafts, that would be great. The lists per college and the district as a whole have an all, have a classified, have a manager, have a faculty, full-time, part-time, and an op discuss at each campus. Each one of those has to be determined, and there are draft guidelines for all of these to go along with them so that you can pick moderated or unmoderated, and you'll have it already done. You just have to tell us, we can clean it up for you. And once it goes through your process at the colleges, I don't know what that process is. It may just be a determination by your executive team. It may be going through a more engaged process with the Senate, et cetera. Some of these should be Senate-run lists, for example, all the faculty lists. So this is the Cato list. It will be moderated, so it's longer. It has more rules relative to the moderation in terms of that the messages are being moderated, so not every message is going to be released. It has to comply with certain things, et cetera. Can you scroll down? So it tells you who the moderator is and how things get released. So you can go to either another one and or yeah. So you all will get a packet again, either at your president's cabinet level, whatever that's called, or going through some participatory governance structure. It is wholly the decision of these colleges. But we're at a point where we need to switch over these active dynamic lists. So here's one for MBC faculty. If it's moderated, who can send the messages? And then if you scroll down, unmoderated is just that smaller part. Me and the unmoderated lists are frankly what most of you have now. It's what you're familiar with. The RIV all, NOR all, and MBC all are unmoderated lists. Thanks, Renee. Are there any questions, concerns? And there probably will be after once you see this, but the intent is to switch over to these dynamic lists. So when people move, it's not a manual process anymore. So Robert, if you were to move from Moreno Valley to Norco, it would follow you dynamically with your location change in the system, as opposed to right now, other Robert Schmidt has to go in and manually do an update, or somebody at that college does. So that's part of it. It gives a little bit more opportunity for the colleges. If you want not responses to the RIVALs, NORALs, MBCALs, you have that conversation opportunity now. and it may be the determination. And Brady, Monica sent me, shared something with me just the other day of a process that Norco went through in 2019, that you're probably familiar with, to leave the list open, because that's the communication style for that college. So that may not be the case necessarily at Riverside. It might be, but they might be comfortable with an OptDiscuss setup. I don't know. So it's the moment for you all to have the conversation, because there have been questions over many years of, we get too many emails. So if there is a determination of that Rival is only, for example, moderated messages that are for the college community specifically, then certain messages don't get released that way. They get released through a faculty list only channel or an OptDiscuss channel. Questions, comments, concerns?
My only question is your suggestion about where to start with the approval. Are you thinking Senate?
Definitely on the faculty list. And the reason this came up is because we set these up, and I don't think anybody knew they were public, but somebody typed in and just assumed a RIV faculty list was a thing and sent a question about AI. And it just, everybody got it, all the faculty, and they were like, why am I on this list? And so there was no conversation about it. So the faculty list for sure should be talked about at Senate.
Okay.
And then the college all lists, that's a determination and conversation with the presidents. My guess is that it would be a yes and.
Okay.
So the presidents and or the administration would make a recommendation of why they would want that college list to be moderated or not. If it's unmoderated, you're leaving it as is. I don't think anything's changing. But if it's going to be moderated, then the recommendation would have to be, this is why we're looking at doing it. And it might just be as simple as managing people, helping people manage flow on inboxes.
Gotcha.
And they can all stay unmoderated. It's just the opportunity to have the conversation in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else in
that
space?
When does the switch get flipped? When does it start?
So the dynamic lists are available. It's not a,
oh, okay.
We're ready to go. RCCDL, Cato, Centennial Plaza. I feel like there's one more down here. I just took that to vice chancellors and I said, we want to keep everything as is, right? And they said, yes. So I can share that with you and we can know that. I can bring that up in DSPC, but those lists will continue to be moderated. OptDiscuss will be separate, continue as is. None of those lists are changing. They'll just be dynamic.
So when do the old ones get turned off, or is that just automatic transferred over?
It's not a turned off. The back end is already dynamic. Switched. Yeah, it's a question of when we want to use these lists, because some of the nomenclature is different. Like there's more lists. So there is not a faculty list as of right now for just part-timers. But there is one that exists, it's just not active. So we can turn it on whenever you're all ready. Last time we did it and that didn't go well. We didn't know it was live and people could access it. But lessons learned. So whatever process we can, but I think those faculty ones should go through a conversation, and it probably should come up in whatever leadership conversations, because there will have to be messaging that goes out if they're going to be moderated, how and why they're moderated. And we will have a page, and that's a question of where, there will be a web page that shows what lists we have, because this is significantly reduced from the well over 100 that were previously on the books that you can still access, that are still active, but a lot of those are defunct. There's not active membership in it. So we want to clean that up. And this was, we think we got all of the lists, but if there are other lists that should be created, that's fine. If it's within Outlook, people can create their own dynamic lists. For example, if all the librarians want to have a list together, they can now. They weren't able to do that before, which is why you had to have these separate listservs. So that's why we've cleaned up and indirectly, because of no participation, eliminated a decent amount. And then we've added some that, based on IT's recommendation, the OptDiscuss at each campus, as opposed to an OptDiscuss for the whole district. Because sometimes toner is only available at one campus. And maybe that's not a rib all.
Kind of related, kind of not related. Sorry for being late, guys. But is it possible for us to maybe establish, I know that our outreach team has a way to like reach our current students and so forth, but is there a way to create a listserv that has all current students on campus? So maybe if we wanted to like blast them with a MailChimp email of all the events that are happening on campus or any of that.
We'll have to find a different way to do that. They for surezies don't want emails.
Sounds good.
They get more emails than the faculty somehow. I don't really understand it, but if we can find a better way, like a digest to do okay. The emails for students, that's something that frankly would be a discussion for this group to undertake. Next, like this was the listserv was, excuse me, a way to have the conversation about too many emails to faculty. Because there's so much. So we'll have this conversation about how we want to distribute information. That's now at the college level to have that. But Jessica, to your point, students receiving a lot of information, both from their department and then college-wide. And some of it is event-related. So maybe there is a way to streamline some of that. But it still should be systematic through like student services. Because they're the ones who maintain that list. I don't support shadow databases. Right, data gets messed up. So, yeah. Anything else on listservs? Okay, we'll get that out to you. I don't know if Chris has joined yet. Chris Clark. Okay, we're gonna keep going, and he will catch up. Is Noelle here? No. Okay, we're going to jump to crisis communication just because I can. Renee, is that attached or did he send you anything?
You're asking about the crisis communication?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't send me any attachments.
Okay. In the last few board meetings, there was one at council, or not council, at board, at cabinet, but the last board meeting, I think last 2 weeks ago? There was an update on crisis communication. We will get out the text for you that is coming from that and the slides. We want to get your feedback on that. And we want to take it through this group while Aaron is also taking it through District Strategic Communications. No, that's this group. District safety and security. Oh, my ears just died. Sorry.
That doesn't happen to you at 9:20 in the morning. You haven't run through the your ears. So crisis communication, there is activities within each college, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. None of you, are any of you part of your college communications, safety?
A little bit. I'm a building captain, so I do get communicated with.
Okay. Well, at least you get the grant, boots on the ground information.
From Justin.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we should close that loop. That seems like an opportunity for us. Anyway, I'll have to come back to that. But on the crisis communications piece, that is part of the larger emergency operations and communications plan that comes out of risk management. So the bigger plan that Bayway and Monica Esqueda are moving through will go through district safety and security. And I think that's moving through now. And then there are updates that keep coming back to board. Crisis communications is obviously a piece of the overall emergency response. Everything that we are providing in terms of content is linked with FEMA and OSHA and all of the correct government words. I don't know, other than localized messaging, which I don't know that anybody in this group outside the public affairs officers engages in rave other than to receive rave messages. But in theory, the managers would be involved in a communication from the colleges. Is that fair? Like, Thea, when there was an event on campus, you were called into a meeting, a management meeting?
There was a management meeting. I was somehow not on that list. So, but I was next to a manager who was.
Okay.
So yes, theoretically. That's something that I still need to figure out why.
Yeah. So those are things that we shouldn't. You should be getting those kinds of communications. Renee, thank you for sending the presentation out.
Rebecca, I've got the guidelines from May 24.
Can you pull them up?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Rebecca, I was going to say, at those meetings, I think it's selected individuals that go.
Oh, see,
I don't know why, but I know that because I'm on there and I see selected. It's like selected, not all deans, not all. It is all VPs and the president, but the other people are so. I don't know how it's selected, but it is.
Okay. Well, Thea, could you check with Sherry? Like, now I'm going down a rabbit hole. That's not really this, but like from a safety perspective, you guys are in charge of CTE. Like, you should.
We should, because it happened that I was at the Child Development Center. And so Tony, the director, did have access. So she brought me on the meeting, but okay. It would have been, you know, given, you know, it would have been helpful.
And I'm okay with Tony being there too, but I.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure.
Like, there are too many widgets in the CTE world that could be not, that could catch on fire.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you have a lot of things.
The CTE world can catch on fire. It can also put fires out, which is very helpful. But yeah, I would think that the deans of CTE should be included in those groups. Okay, so Brady, yeah, if you can pull up the document that was already sent out. I guess, I don't know that everybody has reviewed it. I hope you have, but I want to know if there's any questions, concerns. Can we move this forward? It's not a huge amount of quote unquote complication, right? If there's,
do you see it?
Go ahead.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
If there's an active shooter event, we're going to communicate with you every 15 to 20 minutes. It tells you where there's a joint resource center so that press is not physically on top of everybody. And we have a place that they can go to get questions answered. The public affairs officers have very, very clear jobs outlined. See all the acronyms you at the top of that? NECP, FEMA, all of that. So great. I guess the question is, are there any questions? A lot of this is very pro forma, right? Crisis definitions, command structure. This is all straight out of the FEMA structure. We're trying to make sure that there's alignment, because when you say incident command, it means the same thing everywhere, from police, fire, anybody who works in emergency services uses this language. Clear understanding and duties, who's gonna post, who approves messages, always from the emergency ops center view. And that's your executive level cabinet, depending on at what level, either district or at the colleges. How those communications get crafted and how they get released. This part is more on RAVE and how information gets sent out. There are templates within RAVE for each of the presidents to be able to use, the teams to be able to send out. They're templated, and then they can make them specific to the event that's happening, from earthquake, fire, lab leak, active shooter, all of those are in there. communicating with press, sit squarely with the PIO and the public affairs officers. Again, there would be potential, if depending on the size and scale of the event, the command, the information center starts at wherever the incident is occurring, and then depending on severity and size, may have to relocate for perimeter reasons and or just scale. This is a giant contact list. It is by college. It has, I would say, all of the VPs, the your numbers on it. So congrats. But Leslie's is too, so, you know. Questions, concerns? Brady, thank you for making that visible.
Of course.
Is there any concern about moving it forward? And moving it forward would be to DSPC at the same time that it moves forward from DSCC. Aaron, I think Aaron will take it, not me. So if there's no concern, if I can get a motion in a second, we'll move it forward, and I will give Aaron the affirmation that he can move it forward, at least from our side.
I'll make a motion.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'll second. Robert Delgadillo.
Thank you. All those in favor? Anyone opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. social media guidelines, that had also gone out, I believe. Does anyone remember? I'm used to Noelle being here for the social media piece.
Chris did not send out any updated documents for this meeting, so I'm not too sure.
I don't think it's out yet because he wants to add two things to it before we send it out, so probably by the next meeting.
Okay. What was the, do you know what the updates were?
They were just adding worksheets to it, and like, because he wants to like set up worksheets. I was working on them. I finished them up. I think he's just reviewing, and then, yeah. So okay. I think because the fires got to the back burner.
That's okay. That's not, that's easier content. Renee, can you pull the last version from the last meeting? Or the last version, I guess, that you have. Because I'd like to do the same on this. This is something that Chris and team, Noelle, I think, leading spearhead, Mark, jump in if you need to, have worked on. We shared it at the last meeting. These are general guidelines so that people have structure when they're posting things at the colleges. Because there are questions that people get asked, and then there are things that we have to deal with on the back end in terms of you can't just create social accounts and not tell anybody. So,
Renee, I'm sending you the most current version. It should be in your inbox now.
Do we know if all of Noelle's things were implemented?
I believe they were.
I thought we incorporated everything. Yeah.
And the additions, I believe, are just in the best practices area, not actually in the part of the guidelines.
We might finally be ready to go then.
So, definition of official social media accounts. Hold on a second.
I believe the goal, or throughout this document, we're referencing each college will create their own social media guidelines for specifics as to who does what or process local to the college.
And then Jessica, it looks like your name's on there quite a bit. If they're still bold, does that mean that they haven't been implemented?
So he kind of already went through and implemented like the changes that I have. This is just the version that I sent him. I don't have the version that he has in his possession. Okay. So basically the main changes that were done is basically we want to be more inclusive and make sure that, you know, if it is a Norco College, for example, since I'm at Norco College, a Norco College social media, that we know that that social media is associated with Norco College. So we're either putting NC in the title, or we're like NC underscore ASNC or whatever it may be. But we're also making sure that our brand is being seen within our visual aspects or within our wording, is the main takeaways of these guidelines. And then also, like, if you do create one, that we are at least posting it to, like, every week, at least once a week, to make sure that you're staying current. Those are the main takeaways of the guidelines, to be quite honest. It's not really to impose our views on you guys. It's more of just to make sure that we're keeping our social medias current and that it is being used wisely. I'll share my screen. An aspect that we're working on now. Let me make it full screen so you guys don't see my crazy desktop. So we're working on these worksheets that could be a part of these guidelines, so that you would go through kind of this as a checklist and kind of really put into some critical thoughts. I think a lot of times we're creating these social media accounts and we're not really thinking, what's the purpose of the social media account? So it's like, who's responsible for it? Who's going to be tracking it? Social media platforms, what social media platforms are you going to have? What are the goals and objectives? Target audience. So it's basically just making you critically think about, is it good for you to have a social media platform? And if not, then you can submit it either to the college or the district for posting. And then there's kind of like ideas and kind of best practices on how to go through and create these social posts. Because although all of us are familiar with social media, we're not familiar with it in a way that maybe you would post as a college. Unless that is your specialty. So that was kind of like our objective for the guidelines.
Cool.
That was a great question, Brady. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris, can you, thank you. I know you were in another meeting, so thanks. Can you confirm if all of Noelle's, Mark and I think yes, that all of Noelle's changes were incorporated into the most current version?
We incorporated all of her changes, added some best practices. And I have the new draft of that I can share with this whole group. But I think we're ready. We've added the two charts that Jessica just showed. So yeah, I think we're in good shape.
So unless there are questions or concerns, does this group want, I would prefer not to wait, but I will, because it's not urgent. Would you all like to see and review it again, or can we take action and move forward? Again, these are operational things. They can change it anytime that is needed to be reviewed. They would just come back to this committee. Is there any reason we can't continue to move forward? Again, this item would be mentioned in DSPC, and then we would turn, these are guidelines, so it would become operational at that point for the staff.
I think we should move forward.
Okay. Okay, Brady, can that be a motion?
Yes.
Thanks.
All right, I move it forward.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Tony. All those in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you for, again, the unanimous. Both crisis communications and social media will move forward, and then we'll make sure that that's a resource available on the toolkit site for the district, so that folks, whenever new people come in, they can just Google and they'll find it. And then the list serves as that activity for you all. I don't know, and this is a timing thing I missed previously. Is it possible for Renee's, when's the next meeting is October 25th. Is it even possible for you all to have these conversations between now and then and get approvals on the list?
My thought was just to forward the email.
Okay. I don't know if there's enough time to go through Senate conversation and it, I mean, it's 6-ish weeks from now. It's okay if it doesn't and we make this operational in the spring semester. When we meet in February, you will have, that way it'll give you more time. So do we want to aim for the spring semester for the listservs?
I just don't see why we're waiting. I say we just go and then we see how it, you know, happens. I don't think there's any reason to sit on it.
So each college needs to tell me if which lists are moderated or not. So perfect. Norco may have clarity because you've already gone through a process and you can just say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then that can, you're right, that could be operational. So we can do it by college and then there can be updates at the upcoming meetings. Does that work on the listservs?
That's okay. Good.
Okay. Question to the faculty. We do have a district-wide faculty list. Do I just take that to Kim and have Kim run it through Senate?
Yeah.
In district Senate? Mm-hmm. Seems like the right place to go.
Okay, I will take the district-wide faculty list. Renee, please help me remember. In fact, if we can get it on the next district academic Senate meeting, that would be great. That way we can get at least the district list. So at least different groups can start communicating, all the faculty, part-time, full-time, et cetera. You could at the very least use that list, assuming you're a member of it. So, okay, great. Is there anything else, general discussion that you all want to talk about? We've got a parking lot. We're going to start generating a parking lot of ideas to continue coming back with. Chris, do you have a couple that you want to share as I put him on the spot? You're on mute.
We are doing a website version similar to what we did with the social media, but kind of a best practices guidelines on websites and website development. That's going to be in the works. Another one is beefing up or revising our publicity request forms and system so that it can be more specific to social media or to an article or press release. So those are being revised right now, and we'll bring that back to this group so that they can see those forms and how we would use them. We've also talked about a photography guidelines document that would be, I mean, our district photographer understands that, but we've had some people with concerns that they couldn't find the photo release form, for example, or and we just want to make sure that in our photography requests that it makes sense to do the photography, that we have clear objectives stated on those forms or in discussion with the people requesting photography, and that we also have a photo list or a list of photos that our photographer is supposed to get while they're there. Sometimes he goes with his camera, goes in and takes the photos that he thinks would be interesting or appropriate, but he doesn't know without that list that he's meeting your objectives. So we're modifying that form as well and going to put together a guidelines format that people can use when they're taking photographs with their iPhones or different things and they want to be able to use those for publications or social media posts. So we're creating that document as well.
If there are other things that you all want us to consider, please tell us. We'll just keep adding to a list. One of the areas that I want to have focus on is quality assurance. And so that's one of the reasons that I invited Chris and Daniel when they're available to participate, because so much of what happens in this group will impact what's happening both on the creative design side and then the production side. So there are brand standards in under the completed items list on this agenda fairly regularly are these guides, and they do include the brand guides for each of the colleges. I know that there is an interest in some places to review that. That is 100% what the colleges can and should do. You all approved these things individually. They're on your websites. So if there is a want and a desire, you have a process that you can go through. One of the things that we did also talk about for this parking lot is logo creation, because there's not really a process for that. So that's one that at the October meeting, we'll try to have something for you all to look at of what it should look like in terms of general process. But I think Norco kind of set, I think, a pretty high bar in terms of the process and standard of bringing the community together, having the conversation in terms of updating their previous logo with more from the curved Mustang to the more angular one. And that was a community discussion and decision. So there, if there are college logo creation ideas that want to be looked at, and then there, it becomes the question of how does that roll down to the department level? Because every department sometimes wants their own. Sometimes that works, but sometimes it's like, use the moniker of the college and then put Applied Digital underneath it. Because sometimes that's just easier than having its own logo. But sometimes it makes sense based on size, scale, outreach, et cetera. Does nursing need its own logo?
Mm-hmm.
Does fire? Mm-hmm. Those are conversations at the department level that you can have, but it still has to be from a design perspective tied back and in compliance with the brand, whether at the college level or the district level. And that's generally what we just want to make sure is supported, so that the people who are doing the work on behalf of fill in the blank department and or college are doing, have basic structure to work within, so that it looks like it came from us, because that part matters, right? I think this group appreciates more than anybody else that an image makes a lasting impression. And to a point that has been made repetitively to me, and I routinely forget, the people who are requesting services of you all and asking that marketing be done or outreach or fill in the blank, sometimes don't actually know what the depth of the expert, what they're asking for. And so having the people out in the field, the Tonys and all the public affairs officers and the Chris and Daniel and all of those people, they're asking technical questions sometimes that we need to help in this group, I think, set kind of that structure so that they know where the lane lines are and then can guide faculty, department heads, et cetera, accordingly, so that the institution remains a viable thing in the community that people believe and trust in. And that comes from the imagery and what we put out. So questions, comments? Okay. One of the things I will probably also raise with this group occasionally is alumni. Tony makes sure that it stays front and center in my brain, and it's something that I want Chris's team generally and the foundation generally to be another support mechanism to the colleges, because it's a mechanism of how we engage with our community in a lot of spaces, and that communications piece out to them and how we engage with them. I want to be cognizant of how the colleges also engage, right? Because we're squeezing from, they've left us, but they were ours. And we're trying to bring some of these folks back. So from a strategic conversation, I may ask you all for opinions and thoughts on how we can engage some of our community a little bit differently and better. So again, if there are questions, comments for said parking lot, which we'll start adding to this agenda, let us know. If there are resources that your community needs centrally that they're not getting, or that we should just think about having, please let us know and we'll look into doing that. Anything else for the collective? Otherwise, I'd like to hear updates from the colleges. Okay.
I have to run to another meeting, so sorry. I'll miss the updates. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, Chris. I appreciate the time and energy you all put in. And I have asked him to go to a training at RCC, so he'll be there today. So if you need Chris, he'll be on campus. Robert, can you give an update on what's going on at Moreno Valley from your world?
Yeah, so actually I have a question before I give any kind of update. Am I correct in understanding Mark Figueroa is no longer going to be working with us in terms of our campus, I should say, in terms of marketing and so forth?
No longer with the district.
Got it. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was correct and understanding.
You are correct. I do not know from Marina Valley.
Got it. Okay, so that being the case, I mean, we're going to definitely have to meet this semester and kind of continue some conversations that were already previously in motion. But one of the things that we are doing to create more awareness from a marketing perspective, we just hired this week. We have a student worker that's going to be helping us with internally with our social media outreach specifically for visual and performing arts. So they will be obviously supervised, and we're going to make sure that everything's in compliance with the social media guidelines. But we're very excited about that to start getting more communication and visibility out there for whether it's in events or, you know, as courses are being rolled out. So we're very excited about that. And then we're going to continue our conversations again that we're already in motion about as far as doing external outreach for events and just trying to create more awareness within the community. We had a really strong, from an enrollment perspective, a really strong start this semester, I think all around with VPA. So we're really excited about what the future is going to look like moving forward.
Awesome. I think Medj is leaning more on the splitting that VP role. Jomana's doing some of it, but I think the marketing stuff is leaning more towards Medj.
Perfect. Thank you for clarifying.
I don't know where the recruitment is for that VP. I don't know if it's posted or not. So,
it's been posted and flown.
Okay. Do you know if and when they are doing interviews?
No, I haven't found anyone that's even on the hiring committee that I know. Okay. So, because I asked to be on it and got no response. So. Because that's going to be a key position for this college moving forward. Losing Mark's a huge loss for this district. People have no idea. So I tried to get on the hiring committee, but was rebuffed. Haven't heard from anybody. So I don't even know who's on the hiring committee for that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Robert, if there's anything that I can help with in terms of communication, I do meet with Farida monthly. So if there's something that I can help with in terms of facilitating movement guidelines or anything through Marina Valley. And I also met with Adam the other day. I meet with the Senate presidents regularly. So if there's something.
We have a marketing meeting next Tuesday. So because right now I don't think we have any marketing pieces going. So we have a marketing meeting Tuesday with Madge and the group and stuff. So should have a better idea of what
you know. Chris is in that.
Chris is not in that.
Okay. Well, we'll see what comes out from that. So, okay. Thank you. Anything questions for Marina Valley? Anything else?
Hey Robert, Delgadillo, are you going to be working with the new media person that gets hired out over there?
I hope so. Again, we had our first departmental meeting and the question came up about Mark. And so we were just trying to figure out in terms of a plan moving forward, what that was going to look like from a marketing perspective. But I hope to.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
I know also Barry McNaughton has expressed an interest in wanting to attend that meeting that Robert Schmidt had mentioned earlier. So I think he's also going to be, proactively involved in trying to help as much as possible in the meantime until that, position is filled. So
that's great. Okay. Great. Norco. Brady, anything?
We're in a limbo. I'm not sure if the marketing committee is going to dissolve. I believe last I heard is it might just rest under Michael Collins and maybe become a work group, but I haven't really been communicated with. Obviously, we're still posting lots of social media. Jessica's been very busy. Ruth's been busy. But as far as like the structured marketing committee, I have no idea.
Okay.
Right now, Just to add to what Brady was saying, right now, I've touched base with, and I'm sure Brady has too, with Ashley Hutchinson, and she said we're kind of like in a state of limbo for now. So I would say like right now, kind of Brady's taking the lead as like the impromptu marketing committee. I'm helping assist him, he's helping me, and then Ashley's jumping in when she can. So shout out to Brady because he's a rock star.
Thank you.
Agreed. Well, that's why he has to sleep later than the rest of us. In that same space, Brady, if there's something that the collective can help with, and this is where we as a group can, if the individual colleges don't have marketing groups, then we can have some of these conversations here. It's not, again, to, I think a point Jessica made earlier on the social, it's to provide guardrails. It's not necessarily, you can go outside the guardrails. It's just not recommended.
I feel really confident. Because really, when we were meeting, it was just Ruth sharing out what had been posted or how many followers we have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm able to go on Instagram and see that for myself. So we're chilling.
Right. Yeah, you don't need a meeting for that. Okay. Questions, comments for Norco? RCC, you have a building. You had a brand new building that opened. And you told people about it and they came.
You want to brag about it, Thea?
Yes, brag about it.
Right? It was good. No, the building is beautiful. It's really cool just to see students in the spaces just hanging out. There's lots of just student kind of workspace and collaboration space. So, you know, there's always little hiccups. It's been cool. It's been good. So yeah, that was a big thing on our plate. And people did come to the opening, which was exciting. It's always a little nerve-wracking if anyone's like gonna come to your birthday party, but it turns out that they did.
Well, it's interesting because event management is not something we do. But we do.
I was gonna say, does Leslie know that?
We don't. And so that might be something.
Event management as a form of public relations are two separate things. So yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
The things I do are publicly making you guys look good, making sure the scripts are in order, you know, everybody has their talking points. That's still all public affairs work.
It would not have happened without you, Leslie. We need you.
No, but one of the things we may do through this group, and actually we'll just add it to the parking lot, is at least the checklist form that folks can use, and it can be available and shared more widely. Right now we have an events checklist, but I feel like we need it more broadly available at the department level versus us sharing it with some of the admins because they don't always necessarily make it into to some of those meetings. So we'll do that. So RCC, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, sure. We did have our marketing committee this week. So we have finally started publicizing our current branding standards, and we're trying to get the website resources set up. Liz is going to help us with that to make sure we have those accessible. And maybe Leslie or Tony can talk about the campaign. The campaign is going well. Things are starting to be placed around campus for the You Matter campaign, which is looking good. One question that came up in our meeting was maybe something for the parking lot is email signatures.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be something for the future. And Daniel and I were kind of talking about this offline, but something the marketing committee is recommending is that we keep working on a one-stop way of communicating creative or printing requests. And I think that's in the works so that customers know where to go and who to talk to. So that's on our radar.
Awesome. Yeah. Simplifying it as much as possible is ideal because you all indirectly, Patrick, but directly provide a service district wide because of how it's structured. So it's not that the program and the program therefore changes, but it's a different program than it is at RC or at NBC. So okay. Anything else? Daniel or Chris, do either one of you, Liverso, do either of you want to jump in and say anything? Just giving you the opportunity. It's okay if you don't.
I just want to say thank you for having me on this. So thanks. Hopefully my mic is working now.
Yeah, no, that was great. Thank you, Daniel. You're welcome. Anytime. Anything else from RCC?
I could chime in just to add that what I shared at the marketing resource committee yesterday is that Tony updated our video that is in the movie theater ads. We've updated our billboards. They should be going up soon to match our new campaign. All swag has been ordered. Items for the bookstore take a lot longer to get certain types of items in the bookstore to market. So the bookstore is getting You Matter. We're going to start having things in the bookstore that match the different colors of the academic engagement centers, so they could buy stuff that matches their thing. You know, our president really likes to, she likes to market herself. So like her page and all those different things are being updated to market her outside presence. But that is pretty much it. And we're starting social media campaigns and different campaigns that do like spotlight people for cultural months. So whether it's Hispanic Heritage, Black History Month, Asian Pacific Islander, we're going to be focused on spotlighting employees as well as alumni and students who match those categories and doing rollouts for those.
Very cool.
On that note, I do want to add to what Leslie was saying is that we're trying to kind of be on the same page and mirror each other on what we're doing. So you'll see spotlights in like our news highlighting people and alumni as well at Norco College. I know that Patrick brought up signatures for emails. Norco College just launched signatures for our emails, but reining in all the rogue emails are kind of hard. So, but again, it's guidelines. So if people want to step out of the box, they can. It's just not recommended. Also, we have new sayings at Norco College. So if you find yourself that you're making stuff for the district, graphic designers, I have handed that off to Mark in our last project for GradCom. All the slogans that we're pushing, mostly it's your future, our mission right now. So
that's one of the things. Well, the language at the colleges will be different. We are trying to make sure that there is at least some consistent messaging that's going out all the time. Again, fires are happening. There was messaging social media wise that went out across the district. Each college had its own message within the campus. So that's some of the things from a strategic collective approach we're trying to do. So thank you. Anything else for
real quick? Rebecca, I just want to give a quick shout out to Brian Thomas for his help during Welcome Day, because he got a lot of footage that both Liz and I were able to use to help promote the college. So
nice. Shout out. Good.
Brian is awesome.
He is.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad we got the opportunity to hire him centrally. So please, if you've got ideas for parking lot, we'll start moving some things forward. We'll have other than updates from the colleges, we will have all new topics next time because we're moving all of these other things forward. So my great appreciation to this group. It's a good way to kick off this group for the start of the fall semester. So unless there's anything else, I wish you all a wonderful Thursday.
I'm just really proud of us because it's been a long time coming.
Yay! Thank you.
It's okay. Friday. You said Thursday.
Oh my God, is it Friday? Oh
Friday, God, the Friday the 13th, baby.
Friday the 13th. Yeah. Okay,
well, I'm going to
gain today.
I'm
going to go get your tattoos.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye.